here, darling.
Drop Me Here, Darling features Norma Ronald, John Cain, Sandra Clark, Jennifer Croxton, and as Leslie and Caroline Duggan, Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett. Life's changed for Caroline Duggan since her divorce. One compensation is the chance of a night out with an old school friend. It's not been one the headmistress would approve.
Will you be seeing that pilot again? He wants to take me for a spin, but you know what these pilots are like. All jet lag and Rothman's ash. On a hovercraft. Not jet lag. Wind, then. Oh, he asked you for your number and you gave it to him. No, I gave him the number of British Rail Inquiry. Well, that's my normal get-up.
Pam, what will he think of you?
He'll think I'm always engaged.
I envy you.
You envy me? You've got your own business and a Rolls Royce.
And I'm beginning to think I'm not the divorcing kind.
Leslie's not the only pebble.
Do you know how you get used to a sort of scruffy old pair of slippers? That's how I feel about Leslie.
When you're used to living with someone, perhaps if you didn't see him every day.
Well, someone has to give him a job when he went bust. I happen to need a chauffeur. Who better than an ex-husband? He knows my ways, and I can tell him to shut up.
At least the divorce brought you back in the gang. You know the Swiss trips come round again. Philippa rang last week.
I'm opting out this year. I've told her I can't get off work.
You'll never get away with that. The only excuse she accepts is marriage and the patter of Blue Peter.
Oh.
You were happy with the gang last year?
Yes, as long as we kept them off what the headmistress said in 1958 and what Lorna forgot to wear for the hockey match that windy day. This winter I have other plans.
No skiing?
Skiing? Yes. But not with you lot. The fact is, I'm taking Leslie.
Leslie? You said he hated skiing.
He's never tried it. He wouldn't come when we were married. Now he has to. I've told him I need my chauffeur.
Who needs a chauffeur in the Alps?
I do. I do. How else can I get him to go away with me? Oh, Leslie, let's go on holiday so I can seduce you and see if we still get on.
Good Lord. Oh, where's this going to happen, then?
In bed, I thought.
Geographically, darling.
Kutzel.
Kutzel?
Hmm.
But that's where we always go.
Ha-ha-ha, but not at the same time. Philippa likes March. I booked a week from February the 1st.
But that's the week Philippa's booked.
What?
She can't do March this year.
Oh, well, still, I expect you'll be staying at the Shush again. We'll be at that little hotel up the pass, the Alpen.
All right, darling. If you're seducing your chauffeur, I'll try and keep the girls out of the way. How is Leslie, anyway?
Since his firm's crashed, he's had to change his lifestyle. But he still has a flair for the big decision.
Double top needed here.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
My game, I think.
Out on a double top, I don't believe it. I hardly got away.
Mind if I give you some advice, Dave?
Be grateful.
Take the wedding ring off. Upsets the balance of the hand.
I don't throw with my left hand.
No, I refer, of course, to the transferred stress across the shoulders. And watch your feet. You know, the angle of the little toe is crucial. That's 8 pints you owe me.
Shall I get the darts?
No, throw them away. They're used.
2 pints of dray, Halstead. Sorry, I'm off me game. Row with the wife.
Oh?
Says I go out too much.
But you hardly go out at all. I mean, you're here in the pub every night.
Why do we put up with it? Oh, of course you didn't. You're the lucky one.
Well, being divorced isn't all roses. You miss having someone to refuse to talk to. Actually, really, you miss more than that.
getting sentimental?
Well, a bit. Julie Andrews was on telly last night. Sometimes I think we made a mistake.
So, do something about it.
Well, things have changed. I'm broke and Caroline's rich.
So?
She'd think I was after her money. What would people say if she married a chauffeur? What would they call me?
Sir.
Of course, if she made an approach, I'd have to consider it. But all she wants is a chauffeur. I've even got to drive her on holiday. Switzerland.
Nice.
Not for me. Loading baggage and skidding round the Alps. I'd rather stay at home. I'd rather stay at home even if I lived with Janet Street Porter.
Go on. You'll enjoy yourself.
I shan't. I hate snow and cold. I'll keep looking round, see if you've dropped anything. I don't even like frozen peas. And I don't fancy skiing. I've seen too many people with broken legs.
Yeah.
I'm off. We go next week, so I'll see you in a fortnight.
Yeah, we'll leave a space by the bar for your crutches.
Yeah, don't bother. Don't bother. Wild blondes wouldn't drag me out on the ski slope.
Come on, then. Bring us back a Swiss roll.
Welcome to the Alpen Hotel. Guten Tag, bonjour.
Guten Tag, Nadige, Fräulein.
Ah, you're English.
Caroline Duggan, I'm sorry we're a day late. A mix-up with the Channel Crossing. I let my chauffeur do the booking.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Ventnor does sound like France.
Oh, we have held your rooms, madame. You have the Landberger Gessler Imperial Suite, yeah?
Yes.
And for your servant, the ski cupboard. Excuse me, that is just our name for it. There are no skis there now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not many. Oh, but it is a most nice room.
Oh.
Compact, yeah.
Thank you.
But there is much space beneath the bunk.
Don't worry, Leslie. Play your cards right. And you could spend some time in the What's It Imperial Suite. If you take care of our luggage, we'll go straight into lunch. I am starving.
Of course, madame. The restaurant is to the right, across the foyer.
Look, how do you want me to play this? Well, chauffeurs don't usually eat with their employers.
Don't be silly. I'm not on business now, and I don't want to eat alone.
Ah.
And we seldom get the chance to really talk, do we, Leslie?
No. This could be quite nice.
Like old times.
Mm. Perhaps we could find a quiet corner table.
Like we used to. Just the two of us.
That's one good thing about being abroad. You don't run into people you know.
Caroline!
Oh, Caroline!
Oh, Caroline.
Oh, God. Hello, girls.
Susan, make room there. Oh, you're just in time to join us for lunch.
Well, what a surprise. He managed to get her work after all.
How did you find her?
I expect she asked at the shoes, Philippa.
Oh, of course. Isn't it scandalous?
Oh, yes.
We've used that hotel for 15 years, then to arrive and find them overbooked. I said, well, you'll just have to find us another hotel.
Oh, yes, you did, Philippa.
And we will brook no surcharge, I said. I hope I've made myself plain.
And he said, yes, you certainly have.
Mm. So, here we are in this hotel.
And now, I'm in it too. Good and proper.
Pam was against this place for some reason, but we outvoted her. So, who is this?
Oh, my... my chauffeur.
Ah. Allow me. Garçon.
Madame.
A table for the chauffeur.
Madame. This way, sir.
Oh, right. If you say so.
Oh, but Leslie, I thought they could eat with us.
Oh, no, 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 no. They only feel uncomfortable. And we don't come here to talk to men. I meet enough of them at work.
In a girls' school?
There's the porter. And one is more than enough.
We've already had a morning on the slopes, Caroline. It's pretty cold.
Yes, yes, a good hard day. Now, you'll come after lunch, of course.
Well, I...
Oh, splendid. Garthon!
Will you go somewhere else?
It looks funny, and I can't hurt their feelings. Besides, why should they get in the way?
Have you tackled Leslie yet?
Soon. Champagne and low lights. But first, some skiing.
Well, good luck with both, and mind you don't break anything. I'm off. See you at the flag.
Now, just tighten this binding.
Can I offer instruction?
No, I'm an expert skier, thank you, so I...
I am the instructor attached to the hotel, Klaus Lutyens.
Caroline Duggan. I won't shake hands. I've got my skis on.
You have skied before?
For years. I've wanted to.
First, we should tighten this binding, if you will permit me.
Oh, so that's what the matter was. Please.
There. That does not hurt the foot?
No.
And the posture? Why, you almost have it. You have the instinct, I think.
I rather think I have at the moment. Would you like to do my other leg?
Hello, Leslie. Didn't think we'd see you out here.
Yeah, orders to bring out Madame's flask of schnapps. Oh, God. I've got feet like two blocks of raspberry ripple.
Well, you should come on ski.
I happen to believe, Pam, my body is an object of respect, an instrument of love.
Yours?
And I don't want bits of it festering in plaster of Paris. Now, where is Caroline?
There.
What, that clumsy heap?
Don't know what got into her. She's even taking lessons from him.
What, the pretty boy in the jumpsuit? Good Lord, I better take this schnapps over. Excuse me, how long will your pupil be? I think I've lost 11 toes already.
You are her husband?
Not at the moment. I'm her chauffeur.
She is rich as well, huh?
Rich, rich. Oh, when she goes, Harrods goes.
What do you think, Klaus?
Delightful. But we must a lot more work together, I am glad to say.
Oh, schnapps?
Thank you, but I'm already late for my last pupil. I look forward to our little class tomorrow.
Who's that, then?
Some ski instructor.
I thought you were good.
No, he's brushing up my volage.
I saw him. Looked like something from a vodka ad. Michael York with dueling scars.
What about dueling scars?
Probably down his back.
Leslie. I'm sorry about lunch.
Think nothing of it. I didn't think much of it myself.
Why not drop by my room for a drink one evening instead? I mean, you know, if you're passing.
Passing? It's three floors up. But I'd be glad to, Yes, of course, darling.
Another lemon juice, Philippa?
It's almost 10:30. No, I'm for bed.
How's your room?
Adequate.
Oh, mine's awfully nice, with a lovely view over the
mountain. But the window rattles. If they can't fix it, I shall ask for another room. Well, good night. Susan?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll go up too.
Night, Sue.
I think Philippa's going sour.
What?
She needs a man before rigor mortis sets in.
Speaking of which, I must get up to the suite. I suggested Leslie might call. Champagne, do you think?
With perhaps just a dash of antifreeze.
This is Mrs. Duggan in the guestless suite. Do you know what's happened to my Krug? Ah, it's on its way. Thanks. Just a dash of Nuit d'Amour, Leslie's favourite. And perhaps a dash there as well. Perfect. Come in.
Your champagne, madame.
Klaus, I didn't know you were in the bar staff. Is this your evening job?
I took the liberty of bringing two glasses.
Oh, well, that's what I wanted.
And the champagne is paid for, please.
What?
I am not on the bar staff, but they are my friends. And when I learn you order the bottle, why, I wonder if you like a little company, too.
Well, that is very sweet of you, but...
You are a most desirable woman.
Oh, Klaus, I am very flattered, but I'm afraid you're wasting your time, because I... No.
Darling, I can't make it tonight if you've nothing on. I brought a bottle of ale. Terribly sorry, darling. Madam, barging in like that. I'd no idea. Good night, madam.
No, Leslie. You snowbound gigolo.
Sleep well, Philippa?
No, I'm afraid not. Banging all night.
Really?
They seem incapable of fixing a simple window. I shall have to insist on another room. Oh. Caroline over there, chatting to a chauffeur in the hotel lounge. I hope she's not letting him get too familiar.
I'm sorry about last night, Leslie.
Well, it's none of my business, of course, but mightn't you be making a mistake?
He came in and jumped on me, that's all.
You know what he is, don't you?
For heaven's sake, he's only a boy. If I take the least notice of him, I mean, why, he can't be more than 28 and a half.
Well, yesterday on the slopes, you were eyeing him like a dog sizing up a bone.
I was flirting then, but it wasn't serious. I just liked the attention. I am a woman.
Yes, I remember.
I'd be bored with him before we'd lit up afterwards.
Yes. Sorry, darling.
If I really wanted a man, I'd know what to do.
What?
You're slow sometimes. I might ask him to come to my room. But I couldn't be more blatant. I am a woman. I'd leave the rest to him.
Yes, I see, yes. Well, darling, your place seems a refuge for snowbound gigolos. So why don't you drop in?
Come on, lazy bones.
Oh, Philippa.
Now, we don't want to sit indoors gossiping, do we? Wasting a beautiful day. Come along now.
We'll talk about this again later.
It was the same as hockey. Always the last on the field.
I bet that woman wears Harris tweed knickers. Waiter. Look, chummy, are there any double rooms?
You do not already have a room?
Well, it's so small. You couldn't get a pair of Wellingtons off. One tiny bed. I mean, you couldn't, entertain.
Uh-huh. But I regret we are full.
Perhaps I could persuade you to accept this. Can't take too much currency home, you know.
Oh, thank you, sir. I have just remembered. There is a couple leaving tonight, but late, you understand.
It's a click, then.
I think so. He asked you to drop by his room tonight.
A broom cupboard? You'll need a manual.
Oh, no, he's moving. Says he wants a room with a better prospect.
Ooh, cheeky. Notice anything about Philippa?
A bit quiet at lunch. Didn't quite finish her third steak.
After our talk.
You didn't.
I did. topped myself up with brandy and said, Philippa, it's about time you found yourself a man.
We ought to put her on to Klaus. Or vice versa. I thought you were still fussing about her bedroom window.
But I tell you, madame, the hotel is full.
And I tell you, I insist upon another room.
Oh, but wait a moment. Yeah, there is a couple leaving tonight. But the room won't be free till quite late.
My friend, I'm sorry I embarrassed you the other night. Can you forgive me? Perhaps you would like to learn to ski.
Yeah, thanks, but no. I value my legs. Yes, I'm attached to them. I'll stick to darts.
Darts? Mm. You are playing darts? Like I have seen on TV?
No, just a little better than that, actually.
I would like very much to learn.
Oh, really? Well, I've got a board in the boot of the car.
And the little arrows?
Never without them.
Could we play tonight?
No. Sorry, old chap. I'm moving into my new room, and then, well...
Well, this is your new room, madame.
I see. There's a bathroom en suite?
Of course, madame. Just through the door here. Well, I hope in this room you will find satisfaction.
Well, that remains to be seen. I shall run a bath at once. What time do you get off duty?
Good night, madame.
This is your new room, sir.
Oh, seems fine. I'll take the bottle.
The bathroom is through there, sir.
Good. I expect you'd like another of these. Yes, they're fun to collect, aren't they?
Thank you, sir. And good luck.
As if I needed luck. Right, may as well open this now, I think. Get in the mood. Oh, love me. Why not take all of me? Come in, my sweet.
What the hell are you doing in my room?
I beg your pardon, ma'am. This is my room. There must be some mistake.
Darling, I couldn't wait. I wanted to... Oh, Philip! Leslie!
Sir, hello, darling. I was just trying to get your friend sorted out.
I'm sorry, Philippa. Barging in at this very special moment in your life. Leslie, I'm sorry.
What's your game?
Well, nothing the two of us could play. Hadn't you better put some clothes on?
Yeah?
Good Lord. Fancy Philippa.
Well, he didn't, of course. I got it all wrong. Later, I found him in the bar crying into his gin and tonic, and he explained the whole thing. It was a mix-up over the rooms. He said when Philippa came through the bathroom door, it was an absolute bolt from the loo.
Not to mention a shock to the system. Oh, poor Leslie. Is he back in his ski cupboard?
Officially, but, well, I've told him he's welcome up here. In fact, he'll be arriving at any moment.
Mm, so you're getting it together at last.
I think nature could be about to take its course. Could you put the big light off? Now then, champagne, flowers, galoshes.
Galoshes?
Poor Leslie. He doesn't need to go out to the car for my spare nighty. I don't intend to leave this suite for several days.
I'll have the Guinness Book of Records standing by. Where's Leslie now?
Would you believe it? Playing darts.
Playing darts?
Not his fault, poor lamb. That chap Klaus grabbed him in the bar, said Leslie promised to teach him. I left them at it while I came up.
And will Klaus teach Leslie to ski?
No chance. Leslie thinks skiing is just an expensive way to break your leg.
Oh, that'll be Leslie now. I'll nip out the other door.
Thanks, love. Huh? This is it.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the old school down.
Come in, Leslie.
Thanks, Klaus. I can take the weight now.
Darling? Darling, get... Darling!
Can you take my arm, Caroline? Just while I put the crutches down.
Presley, what's happened?
I just learned a golden rule. Never play darts when there's a slice of lemon on the floor.
You don't mean...
No, don't worry. It's only a broken leg. They say the plaster will be off in 3 months.
Oh, Leslie, I'll call the shelter in. I thought you'd have to die.
Leslie Phillips and Jill Bennett starred in Drop Me Here, Darling. Also featured were Norma Ronald, John Cain, Sandra Clark, and Jennifer Croxton. The program was written by Andrew Palmer and produced by Edward Taylor.
The Comedy Club on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I'm talking to Ian Moore, who's a comedian who works in Britain, but in fact lives in France, in the Loire Valley, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, right in the middle. Yeah.
And you're famous for your chutney.
Famous for my chutney. Renowned, yes.
What is the French for chutney?
Le chutney.
Really? They I've couldn't no think idea. Up their own...
No, because they don't no really idea. Like chutney. They don't... They don't
no,
when
right.
you try and... You say you offer it the chutney to French people, and they go, what are you doing? This cheese didn't need chutney. Why have you put chutney on
so
it?
So not only they don't really like it, they're insulted.
Aggressively.
Now, I've got a surprise for you here, because Ian, you're famous for your chutney.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, you are now. And we're about to do... Stuart, the producer, has brought in some... We're going to have a blind chutney tasting.
Excellent.
We've got three different chutneys, and you... you're going to... I think tell us what they are.
Am I really?
None of them are yours.
Okay.
If you'd like to, right, here they
Can
are.
I just point out that although I make chutney and am renowned for it, I don't eat the stuff normally.
No, I must admit, I'm not feeling that.
That looks
much
nice, doesn't it?
Chutney. No need to eat all of it. The chutney is smeared ungraciously across some sort of cracker.
Yeah.
Right, we'll both have a bite.
Crackers
and I
aren't
think
big
the idea
in France,
is we're meant
either.
To say what sort of chutney it is. Well, I've had my bit. Can you, is that any good as a chutney?
It's a little tart,
it's a small biscuit with chutney.
Well, that's my first mistake.
Can you identify it? I don't know if you're meant to be saying what kind of chutney it is. Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Beetroot. I'm going to go beetroot.
Beetroot. That's ridiculous. I
make beetroot chutney.
Do they? Mm. What's the French for beetroot? Oh, betterave.
Betterave, oui.
Yeah, je remember. Je me rappelle. Well, what is it?
It's not fruit,
apparently,
is it?
Apparently, I've got the jar here. It is plum and apple chutney.
Told you.
Oh, I never said, but I was going to say apple. Honest, Governor.
Yeah.
Right, I'm afraid there's another one. Dear, the chutney challenge. I can't see this making a TV series. Unless you're on the radio.
The right, great British chutney off.
The chutney off. Right, we're both going to nibble this and we have to guess what type of chutney
this
it is.
This one's...
The excitement is unbelievable.
Ooh.
Right. Oh, it tastes more like jam.
Yeah.